I'm joined right now on the hit list with Dua Lipa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. And before we start, I do need to ask, obviously we're both at home at the moment. Are you in your pyjamas?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm laying on my sofa and I'm in, well, not quite, but I guess I have my pyjamas up underneath, but I'm wearing just like trackies on top.
Okay, that's fine. You sort of put some clothes on then, so that's good.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that I haven't washed my hair for ages, but I did put dry shampoo in, especially for this interview.
Oh, very nice.
I know, not that you can see me, but I was like, I just need to, you know, freshen up for Dua. firstly, I want to say huge congratulations on your album Future Nostalgia. It is absolutely incredible, all the 5-star reviews you're getting as well. Amazing. How does it
Thank
feel
you so
that your
much.
Album that you've worked so hard on is now out in the world for everyone to hear?
I'm so happy it's out. I really am. I guess I've just been working on it for so long, but now that it belongs to everyone has been, you know, such like a release for me, and I'm so proud of it and so happy that the response has been great. And yeah, it feels really good.
Yay. It must be a bit of a weird time to be putting it out, but also kind of a great time because everyone's just stuck at home and they're able to like listen to it in full constantly.
Yeah, and I think it just takes people away from what's kind of going on at the moment. So it might be nice.
Yeah, definitely. So your next single, Break My Heart, is an absolute banger. Plus the video is amazing too. I really enjoy all the hair clips. I'm just living for hair clips at the moment. The whole 90s thing you've got going on, what was it like specifically that inspired that?
It was really just, you know, it's kind of a time machine, the whole album, but it's all relevant to what feels nostalgic to me, and that's really my childhood influences. That is really thanks to my parents, you know. And yeah, I don't know, it's been just so, I don't know, so fun to get to touch on those memories and create something that's fresh and new and something that feels so like me.
And also the sitcom you did for Vogue, Dua's World, it's so good. I watched it this morning when I was having my little boiled eggs. You're like a little fashionista teenager and you remind me a bit of Cher in Clueless.
Oh, epic. Yeah, I think we just wanted to create like a really funny like 90s sitcom. And it's fun for me to just like play characters. I really enjoyed that.
At one point you're in this, obviously this massive dress. I don't want to give it away for people that haven't watched it, but this massive dress and you're like struggling to get down the little corridor.
To get down the stairs.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's
really fun.
You've done so many fun things recently, actually, because also that little video you did a while ago with Ellen DeGeneres, where you were like a shopping assistant and you went up to random customers saying your lyrics. Did anyone recognize you when you were doing it?
A couple people, but I think the disguise was quite good.
Have you ever been mistaken when you're sort of out and about for someone else?
Yeah, once I like got off a flight, I think I just like landed in Amsterdam or something, and someone comes up to me and goes, are you, and I'm just there waiting because I have no idea what to respond to, and they go, are you Amelia Clark? I'm like, no, I'm not. And they were like, oh, okay. It was quite funny.
Oh no, were they disappointed?
Yeah, I think they were a little bit disappointed.
They're just buzzing to meet Amelia Clark.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. I was actually talking to my boyfriend about you the other day because he's not very clued up with like pop music, pop culture and stuff. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, I love Dua Lipa. She's so good. A new song's really good, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I love Dua Lipa too. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my God, I didn't know who knew who Dua Lipa was. And he was like, yeah, I downloaded the app last night and tomorrow I'm going to learn French and Spanish. And I was like, what?
Oh no.
And he basically thought you were Duolingo.
Bless him.
Oh no, absolute nightmare. It's obviously a really weird time at the moment, but I love that you're obviously absolutely owning it. How are you entertaining yourself in self-isolation? I saw that you obviously had a Zoom album launch party.
It's good, you know, just kind of rolling with the times. We just have to kind of make do with what's kind of going on. And, you know, it's been fun to try out new things.
Are you sort of learning a new skill or anything, maybe like plate spinning or something fun like that, or is all the focus just on the album at the moment?
I think at the moment it's all on the album, but who knows, plate spinning, that sounds fun, I suppose.
Yeah, you could have a go. It's something new, isn't it? A circus skill. I really want to talk to you about your pet goats, Funky and Bam Bam. Are they with you at the moment?
Yeah. No, they're not with us. They're in New York, and we miss them a lot. But
Oh.
hopefully, once the travel ban is up, that's our first destination.
Oh, have you had a chance to like FaceTime with them or anything?
Yeah, we've seen them and we have pictures of them. They're with my boyfriend's mum, so they're in very good hands and they're
Oh.
happy and they're living their best life,
They're
to be
chilling in
honest.
their little jumpers,
Yeah.
which I love.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying this because I'm speaking to you, but honestly, I've always wanted pet goats just because they have so much personality. I literally just love them. Why did you
They're
decide on
so cute.
they're amazing. Why did you decide on goats?
Well, my boyfriend has a farm, and so it was kind of trying to find something that was also easy to have as a pet,
Yeah.
but at the same time, that can live in the farm, and because we travel a lot, so that was kind of the thinking behind it. And goats are just so cute.
They're amazing. I love them. Have you got any plans to get any more animals? Like a little small holding, get like an alpaca or two, or you could get some like glamping tents. Have you thought about this?
I don't know yet. I have no idea. Haven't thought that far.
Maybe once your future nostalgia tour is over and you just want some chill time, that is the thing to do.
No, you're completely right.
Now, Dua Lipa, because your album is called Future Nostalgia, I want to know what you are most nostalgic about from the 90s. So, which film or TV show from the 90s are you most nostalgic about?
I don't know. I want to say like Charmed makes me feel really
Oh,
nostalgic.
yeah.
But I don't know what was that like. I guess that, yeah, that was the 90s.
That's kind of 90s. We can kind of blur the boundaries a bit. It's all fine. I always like get confused what's 90s and what's noughties because they kind of cross over, obviously. Which one object are you most nostalgic about from the 90s?
Like a CD Walkman, that was always something that I would put my CD on and then tuck it in the back of my trousers and just dance around the house.
I love that. I was going to say because pockets were never big enough, so you always had to tuck it in like the top of your jeans. Nightmare. Which cartoon character from the 90s would you be?
I don't know,
Pingu!
Pingu.
Is the best thing I've ever heard. Pingu is my fave. My God, that is what I'm going to do in self-isolation. Just watch a load of Pingu.
is pretty
Oh, that one where he wets himself. It used to make me sob. I was so emotional. Which food item from the 90s are you most nostalgic about?
a hard one. I still have them now, like fish finger sandwiches, but I guess
Yeah.
when I think about it, it's all about my childhood.
Yeah, definitely. Fish finger sandwiches, they're a classic. And finally, which fashion trend?
Fashion trend from the 90s, I guess. Maybe, I don't know, I've always loved like the youthfulness and fun and the like just slip dresses and a pair of chunky boots.
That is very Dua Lipa. That's like a classic Dua Lipa outfit, I feel. Well, Dua Lipa, so lovely to speak to you on the Hit List this evening. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank
And
you so much.
congratulations with Future Nostalgia as well, of course. Would you like to introduce your brand new single on KMFM?
Hey, this is Dua Lipa, and this is my new single, Break My Heart, on KMFM.